Thank you, Steve. Bill, it's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder here. I'm trying to remember, was it Friday that our president, Donald Trump, was speaking at a rally and said something, and I'm paraphrasing, that, you know, if NFL players take a knee, those SOBs should be fired. Was it Friday?
I don't
Friday?
Remember what day it was. It was over the weekend.
And I know that players have been taking a knee. It started with Colin Kaepernick. I feel like not a majority of them were doing this, but once the president said something, then everybody was taking a knee. And there's someone a little local who took a knee at Mass at St. Sabina. Senior Pastor Father Michael Flager on the line with us. Hello, Father.
Good morning, Wendy. How you doing?
We're good. So you took a knee. Was this before Sunday Mass?
This is actually right before the sermon. We really did it to make a point that, as I mentioned when I introduced it, this was not pro or con Colin Kaepernick, although I stand in support of him. But what it was a knee for is to say that the right to dissent in this country must be recognized and must be supported. That, you know, when the President of the United States is talking about telling people they should be fired and calling people SOBs and now telling boycott the NFL until they do this, and, you know, it's totally out of line, and it's also, you know, against the First Amendment rights of people to be able to, you know, express dissent. I mean, that's what the flag is all about.
No, I'm just saying, protest. I mean, that's what it's about. You're protesting something. Not everybody's going to get along and agree when you're protesting something.
But it's all right to express your opinion. I mean, I thought that's what we enjoyed about, you know, America. And, you know, it's what's so strange about it is that now it has, there's been, I think, this effort to try to change what it's all about. You know, Kaepernick started out about police brutality and racism in America. Now it's been hijacked, really, by a bunch of folks to say it's about disrespect to the flag. It's about the veterans. This is not about the veterans. It's not a disrespect to the flag. This is about a right to dissent, about things people have a problem with. Now, we have, you know, mass demonstrations been going on in this country about police brutality. We just saw it in St. Louis again. We see it in Baltimore. To me, Colin Kaepernick was offering a very nonviolent, very almost passive way of just saying, we got to recognize some issues America has to deal with. And now the president has decided to step into this, and I think he's just totally out of place. So we took a knee to say we have a right to dissent.
When you do something like this, Father Flager, and I know you have a history of sometimes going a little bit against the grain, and we appreciate that about you, does somebody higher up at the church contact you in any way, shape, or form and say, hey, this might not be our battle, or do they leave you alone?
No, I have not heard anything from the church or the hierarchy. I think that the archbishop that we have in Chicago now, Cardinal Soubridge, I think has been very supportive of our willingness to take on social justice issues. Even when we did it Sunday, you know, like I say, we did it right before the sermon, so it was right beginning the word. It was also, we invited those who wished to join us. It was not, you know, saying, hey, but you must do this or we got to do this. It was just anybody who wished to do it. And to be honest with you, we could not fit everybody in the sanctuary who wanted to come up. I'm from elders to children. And it was something very, very powerful about it in terms of the, we did it then and then in silence and then the choir singing in the background. But it was a, you know, I think people need expressions to show their dissent or their anger with conditions going on. If we do not provide safe and provide nonviolent outlets to do this, that's when it bubbles over into the streets to very violent things. So I think one of the jobs of the church is for certainly to be a conscience about issues and not step aside and be separate from them, but also to provide people with opportunities to express dissent without it bursting into violence.
And the job of the President of the United States of America is to bring people together, not use the flag as a symbol to actually divide us at this point.
But, you know, he has seemingly a knack for doing this since he's come in office. I mean, there's never been so almost polarization and division. It was also very insulting that we're talking about people with tiki torches outside of Charlottesville to say there's some very fine people and then call NFL players SOBs. But, I mean, you know, we got a country that has, you know, crises going all over, hurricanes in Texas and in Florida and Puerto Rico and the islands. We got all these problems in North Korea. I mean, again, you get up and say that North Korea is not going to be around much longer. I mean, I think he thinks he's still on a reality show, and this is real stuff and real lives involved. The other thing, I said one last thing. The other thing that really bothers me about this is, what are we teaching our children?
That's the best question ever.
I mean, for children to see this back, you know, when he was groping, you know, women and being boasting about it, you know, and the bus thing incident, and then this, you know, now calling FNFL players that express dissent SOBs that should be fired, and talk about wiping out a country. My God, what are we teaching our children who we say we're in classes talking about bullying is wrong and threatening people is wrong, and here we are, the head of our country is doing this on an almost daily basis.
Can I say amen to you, Father?
Because I'm supposed to. You're absolutely supposed to.
Take an amen, Wendy.
Absolutely. Father Michael Flager is our guest, the senior pastor at St. Sabina. Father Flager, what's your take on the military stance? Certainly not the entire military, but many military leaders, both past and present, have taken the side of the NFL players as opposed to the side of Mr. Trump's. What's your take on that?
Well, I've talked to a couple of veterans over the last week about this whole thing, and you know, and one of the veterans in my church is saying, you know what, I went and fought in a war for us to be a country that had freedom. You know, this is he's not Hitler, and this is America, and we've got to allow ourselves to be able to say, I went to war to fight. So I think most of your soldiers and most of your veterans are going to say, hey, this is what we wanted to go to America, to fight for America for, so we could have a country that could express itself freely. And, you know, I think those are issues that they stand for. I'm not at all surprised that they're standing with that and not with with the president.
All right, and another thing that came up in the news, I saw it on social media, there was a young woman activist who went into a police station and said, you know, would you guys take a knee with me, took a picture, put it out there. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was really nice because what they're taking a knee for and what Colin started it with was because of racial injustice. They've been reprimanded. Rahm Emanuel came out saying, no, I think it's a good thing that we do that. And you think it's a good thing as well.
Right. I was so glad that Rahm Emanuel did come out and say that he thought it was a good thing. I mean, first of all, what people probably didn't know about the story, she was going to different places in the neighborhood doing that. Children on a corner, some adults on a corner, going different places, you know, doing her thing for videos and just taking a knee, saying we're against police brutality and we are for justice. And she decided to go into the police station right here in the 6th District where I'm at. And she went to a number of police officers and they said no. And then she went to these two and said, would you take a knee? Are you for police brutality? And they said, absolutely not. And they said, for justice is and would take a knee with me. And they said, we'd be happy to. I said, you know, and I think, you know, we're trying to connect community with law enforcement. That bridge has been so broken. And we constantly hear the police officers, I do at meetings, saying, listen, we're not separate from the community. We're part of the community. And so this is an example amongst all the other people in the neighborhood who have gone around the police. I would say, you know what? We agree, and we're against police brutality. We're police officers again, because most police officers are against police brutality. And for them to do that, as I said, I think they probably did a bigger bridge with young people in the community than 1,000 CAP meetings.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah.
And support them. And, okay, you can say to them, you know, in a uniform, it's better not to do that. That's fine. But and then when I saw some of those websites of the cops demonizing these guys, I thought, geez, here's an opportunity to connect with the community about something we should all be against. Don't demonize them, applaud them.
We were trying to figure this out on Monday, Father Flager. Maybe you can help us with this. In this particular instance, taking a knee is seen as an act of defiance, when in the church, taking a knee is really a sign of reverence and adoration. How did it do a complete 180 flip-flop?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out, too. I mean, I think that right now, as we look at the shape we're in America, we ought to be on both knees every day.
Yes.
It's a pretty crazy time. But, yeah, it is amazing that, you know, and when CAP, and I spoke to CAP you know, over the last year a couple of times when all this was going on. And he wasn't screaming out. He wasn't. He took a silent, you know, taking a knee about what's happening in our country to young black people. You know, and whether we like to realize it or not, he has been. Dirk, not to say he's the best or the worst quarterback, but there's a lot of quarterbacks out there, starters and backups, that are worse than him. He has not been hired. It's a shame that this happened. You know, it's amazing to me. The whole world was affirming Muhammad Ali at his funeral, and he spent his life in sports standing up against injustice. I guess when he's dead, it's all right to do that. But, you know, when people do it now, all of a sudden it's a problem. And people say, well, keep it out of sports. This is entertainment. Well, right now, we don't have time to be entertained about nothing.
Nothing's entertaining anymore to me.
Not right. You're absolutely right, Wendy. This is it's a scare. And people are afraid. You know, you don't wake up in the morning and wonder if we're going to be at a civil war or a nuclear war these days.
Yep. I don't know how big of a football fan you are, sir, because my guess is most Sunday afternoons you're kind of busy. But that said, don't you think that when the story is told years and years from now, Colin Kaepernick's name will be remembered because of this in a positive light, because maybe he opened some eyes as to racial inequality as opposed to what he may have done on the football field?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that history will say, wow, he was a brave guy. Just like we look back at Tommy Smith and the Olympians that stood up, and we look at them and say the issues that they raised and the conversations they began. And the reality is, I don't know what he thinks, but I think the president actually, you know, took it to a new level of discussion. So now communication's going on all around the country about this. I think I can say it's been hijacked a little bit about veterans and the flag now, but I think the conversation's out there, and it's good. It's just a shame that we can't appreciate, you know, people's things they're doing that are good now. We have to wait to down the line or they're dead to say, wow, it was the right thing, it was a good thing. I think we just have to be really careful in this country right now to not become so polarized, not be so ready to be judgmental. And unfortunately, this is the MO of our leader, so it's trickling down.
Although I'm watching this Ken Burns documentary along with everyone else on PBS about the Vietnam War and just people not being happy with the government and protesting, I feel like it's a parallel to what's going on right now. We have to speak our voices and say we're not happy with things sometimes.
You know, and you're absolutely right, Wendy. I mean, when Dr. King in 1967 at Riverside Church condemned the Vietnam War, and I was in college at that time. We were out marching the streets and shutting down Lakeshore Drive and about the Vietnam War around this country. And I think that too. I think how we bring about social change is by protesting. I never believe in violence, but I think speaking out and demonstrating, and whether it's taking a knee, whether it's standing outside of a building, and whether it is speaking at our churches, or at our different meeting places, I think if we don't speak out, I think the real history of what this country is supposed to be about will indeed become transformed and change into something we really don't like.
Father Flager, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. Really appreciate it. Great
thank
to talk
you
to
both, Bill and Wendy. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Father Michael Flager, the senior pastor at St. Sabina.
I just love that man.
It tends to make sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder at WGN.